You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Boy, all right. Happy to be with you here today. And I got to say, it's the 4th of July, so we are working a holiday just like you are. Maybe you're relaxing. Maybe you're driving. Maybe you're finishing up the late overnight. You get the rest of the day off. That would be very nice. And if you want to reach the show, a couple of ways you can do it. The text line is 800-905-0989. And our producer, JJ Solomon, back into the studio. JJ, I hear a little bit of echo back. I don't know if that's going over the air or not. So just a heads up if you can. Oh, there it is. We got it. And I see some of the text messages coming in to the text line, 800-905-0989. Some people were saying they were having issues hearing the station at some point. If you're listening right now over the air on your radio, send me a text message. Make sure you can hear it. 800-905-0989. Well, there's a lot to get to on to the show, and whew, boy, do we have some great interviews today. Rich Rubino is going to join us later this hour. We're going to not only talk about the 4th of July, but we're also going to talk about political insults, which is, I think, a very fascinating topic. It's not a new topic for political insults, but I think that one's going to be worthwhile. In the next hour, we're going to talk to the host of the Financial Survival Network, Carrie Lutz, about AI and how he looks at it as a benefit to kids in schools. I thought that was interesting. A lot of people are taking the opposite approach. They're looking at it and they're saying, oh, this is going to be the end of academia. They're going to go to ChatGPT and they're going to steal everything and they're going to write the papers for them. I don't know. 8 o'clock hour. Well, he's got a different take on that. You'll have to hear it. But 8 o'clock hour, we're actually going to talk to a Nashville-based entertainment attorney. Got a memoir out, Jason Mason. And the memoir is Crazy Lucky. He represented some of the biggest names in the entertainment history. He's got stories about Frankie Valli and Roy Orbison and Smokey Robinson and Michael Jackson. And I was like, okay, this is interesting. Let's hear the behind-the-scenes stuff there. And during the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to J.D. Wilcox, documentary filmmaker. He's got a new documentary called Who Shot Trump? And he goes back to Pennsylvania, and he runs the numbers, and he uses the laser analysis, and he scans everything, and he runs the numbers himself, and he comes to a different conclusion to what the FBI came to, which is very interesting in this documentary that's not out yet, but he's going to talk to us about it. All right. Oh, I see people messaging in loud and clear. I hear it here. Loud and clear. Loud and clear. Very good. All right. Thank you for those text messages. I do have it up at 800-905-0989. Yes, we are live this morning on the 4th of July. If you want to find me online, at Ryan Recker. One of the big things that we're also following, as you can imagine, is the Big Beautiful Bill. When is Donald Trump going to sign that? I guess we'll see today. That's going to be a big one. But there's so many different things into this. What I find is that it's hard to cut through a lot of the different clutter. The clutter being, oh, man, you won't believe it. A million people will die. 5 million, 100 million. Like, they go through these numbers. And don't you know that everyone's going to die because of this big, beautiful bill? That's the type of headlines you have to wade through to get to the truth of what's really going on. And, of course, people are looking at it as a major win for Republicans. It is. They were able to not only get through the House, but the Senate. And they get this done as lightning quick, for the most part. And it's controversial, because not all Republicans like it. I don't like the idea of adding more debt, but then they make the counter argument, which is it might not be more debt if everything falls in line the way it should, meaning we're going to root out some of this fraud through Medicare. We're going to cut taxes, but we're also going to see economic growth because of it. We're going to help the economy, not hurt it. So in the long run, you might not be adding as much as they're projecting right now. However, do you trust politicians to follow through on their promises, which the answer is often no? One of the biggest things that you find, the opposition to all of this, as soon as the gavel hit, when they were talking about, oh, everyone's going to die, like, here's where the gavel hits.
The motion is adopted.
The motion is adopted. They said it. Everything's good. Motion adopted. You know, they start the USA chants yesterday on the House floor. That's a pretty big deal. Now let's get that to the president's desk. But immediately after, of course, you had Hakeem Jeffries, who was trending on Twitter yesterday because of his nickname. His nickname is Dollar Store Obama. And he had his moment where he kind of filibustered. It wasn't like a super long one, but he kind of went up there and did a speech. And, you know, everything is racially motivated and, you know, everyone's going to die. And, you know, this type of talk. And I got to say, let's just look at this, because they mostly cite cuts to Medicare. Here's where the cuts to Medicare happen. You have people that are on Medicare that don't qualify for Medicare. This big, beautiful bill says we're going to evaluate those who are on it. If there's a question, if you qualify for it, we're going to ask you to first to re-credential yourself, meaning, hey, things may have changed in your status. It's time to re-up your Medicare. Let's take a look at your account. And then when you do that, you resubmit, not to like reapply for Medicare, but just to prove that you qualify for it. And these are only ones that are red flagged. If you don't qualify, you don't get on Medicare. I think what we're finding is the instance that there's probably a lot of people on it that don't technically qualify. And what I also would argue is that through not only Obama, but in some cases, first Trump presidency, but definitely during Joe Biden's presidency, you found that, you know, they want to start moving to this universal basic health care, and they want to put as many people onto the government's control when it comes to your health care that they don't care if you qualify or not. The ends justify the means. You're getting supplied through them, so we're going to continue to do it as kind of a backdoor way of universal basic health care, which is what they wanted all along. So Donald Trump gets in and says, we got a lot of people that don't qualify for this. It's not just people who maybe at one point weren't working, so they qualify, but now they're working and now they don't qualify. You also have people that can't qualify for it because they're not U.S. citizens. You also have people that perhaps went back into the workforce or maybe don't want to work at all. Let's say they were just getting money out of the government coffers. They got comfortable doing it. And they're like, okay, my health care is taken care of. I'll just let Uncle Sam continue to send me checks and I'll just live that way. Well, they're going to look at that too and say, if you're able-bodied, then we need to make sure that you can get onto a private employer's health care by working a job, because we ultimately need people in the workforce. There are jobs that go unfulfilled. We need you to go fill them. That's how the economy grows. That's how America prospers. So we're going to encourage it that way. But a lot of times when they say these, oh, there's millions and millions and millions and millions of people that are going to get kicked off of Medicare, they also forget to mention that many of them are going to be going on to a private insurer, meaning that by telling them you don't qualify for Medicaid, you either got to get a job or reach the other qualifications. Like, okay, if you're on disability, okay, you're still on Medicaid. If you're low income, still on Medicaid. All these things that would still legally qualify you to be on it, you'll get to stay on it. If you don't qualify, you go into the workforce, you get a job, your insurance is going to be covered by your employer. These are all good things. This is what should be happening. So we're going to talk about the big, beautiful bill over the course of the show. And since it is the 4th of July, what I would like to do is play some 4th of July music for you. Because if we're up this early, you know, 6:14 in the morning, I feel like we've earned it. We've deserved it. I would like to play a couple of songs this morning, too, including my favorite song, which is by Ray Charles, America the Beautiful. So let's do that this morning, too. In the spirit of 4th of July, I'm Ryan Recker with you on WORD. Don't go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Anywhere. And welcome back. Filling in for Tara today. If you wanted to reach us, go ahead and give us a text message. 800-905-0989. I do want to play a little Ray Charles for you this morning. I see a couple of text messages coming in, Ryan. There's nothing in the BBB for me. I'm $3,500 below the poverty line in South Carolina and pay no taxes. The bill leaves me out. I wouldn't qualify that the bill leaves you out. I think the key of what you texted in was you pay no taxes in and you get a lot of benefits out of it already. So I think the idea is tax cuts mean you're paying less taxes in, meaning you have to pay taxes in first for that to happen. That's kind of the idea. And it's the same idea that, like, let's say you're higher income versus lower income. If you pay a lot of taxes in and there's a tax cut, you're going to have better benefits from that, at least from the cut side of it, because they are cutting taxes, meaning you pay less of what you have to pay. Your obligation on your taxes is less than it was before. So let's say you're paying a whole lot in and you get a percentage back. That number is going to be larger than someone that pays a little bit in who already has all the tax cuts. Considering when you look at low-income individuals, a lot of the tax cuts are geared towards them. What is the threshold? Is it $20,000, something like that? There's no taxes up to a certain point. I'd have to look exactly where the tax code sits right now. But there's benefits for those and the lower end, but you don't get money back that you don't put in. In fact, on the lower end, you probably get a lot more out based on credits, let's say children credits, whatever it may be. And that helps you. So those are where your tax cuts are already in place. You know, other than the government paying you for not working, I really don't know what else they can do to put it in, which they do that too if you can't find a job. You got the unemployment on top of that. And then, of course, Social Security after the fact once you get to retirement age. So there's all of these benefits that are already built in. We're looking at a tax code that is in place to lighten the burden for those that pay a lot of taxes. And let's say, let me get this. Hold on. I'll tell you what you could look at here. Okay, I found this one on the Hill. Let's play this real quick. Says the bill makes the 2017 tax breaks from Trump's first term permanent while adding some new tax breaks like no tax on tips up to $25,000 and a senior deduction that will allow more people over 65 to avoid Social Security taxes. That is a huge one. So let's say you're of age, and this is what you need to know about the senior deduction in the GOP bill. Provision does not entirely end taxes on Social Security, but it would zero out the Social Security tax burden for 88% of seniors. Says from that's up to 64% of seniors who are currently exempt from Social Security taxes, meaning about 14 million additional seniors will benefit from the change. Version of the tax mega bill squeezed through the Senate would offer tax deductions of $6,000 for seniors making up to $75,000 individually or $150,000 on a joint return. Now, keep in mind, if you're making that much money on Social Security and you pay that much into the system, you gave a lot into the Social Security over the years. If you're pulling, you know, let's say 75 grand individually, you did pretty good for yourself. So you're going to be making some pretty good tax deductions at that point. Seniors can currently claim a standard deduction of $15,000 plus an additional senior specific deduction of $2,000. That's for individuals, not couples. Senate bill would raise the standard deduction by a few hundred dollars. Median income for seniors in 2022 is about $30,000 based on the Social Security. So this will help. If you are, let's say, a medium income earner, $50,000 to $200,000, that's what they call middle income earners. Tax breaks for the rest of Americans are far less substantial. Households making between $100,000 and $200,000 a year would see their after-tax income increase your income tax cut by 2.5%, about a $3,000 tax break. For those making between 75 grand and 100, about $1,700 or so, 2.3%. That's pretty good when it comes to the break. One person saying, Ryan, you're totally wrong. I don't know about that. I look at this, it says the guy who pays no taxes whining about yesterday on Charlie's show, and he texted me back and saying, I'm totally wrong. Go ahead. I'll read your text message if you want to send it to me and tell me how I'm wrong on this. 800-905-0989. I think one of the biggest portions of this tax cut is the Medicaid side of it. And this is where it's a double-edged sword for Republicans. On one hand, if you tell people that if you didn't qualify for Medicaid, then you don't belong on Medicaid, so we're going to take you off of Medicaid, that's going to be the main driving force for Democrats come midterm elections next year. If you look at it from the Republican side and say, what we did was we basically cleared the logs and reevaluated those that shouldn't have been on it, and we allowed the money to stay there for the people that do belong on it, meaning if you are on Medicaid and you stayed on Medicaid, the program is stronger today to continue to support you, because we took off the people that the law does not allow to be supported on this program. And I think that what we'll find, at least for a lot of Democrats, is that they want to get control in 2026, and they're going to say, well, what we're going to do is we're going to expand Medicaid to include all the people that were disqualified and were on it illegally to begin with, meaning they were on it, but they didn't drop off. So they're going to find a way to get back into this basic universal health care mindset to try to force the people that were off of it back onto it. And we're going to talk about people that are in this country illegally and people that are able-bodied and are not working or maybe now qualify for a private health care insurer but decide not to take it because, you know, they want to be on Medicaid anyway, and then don't tell the government about the other kind. All right, we got ourselves a treat. Rich Rubino, a very special friend of mine, is going to join us after the break. He's a political historian. But before we get to that, let's play a little Ray Charles to celebrate the 4th of July on WORD. Don't go anywhere.
grateful for heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self our country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, make God thy gold refine, till all success be nobleness and ever again divine. And you know, when I was in school, we used to sing it something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple mountain majesties. America, sweet America, you know, God done shed his grace on thee. He crowned thy good, yes he did, in the brotherhood from sea.
America,
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 I love you, America. You see, my God, he done shed his face on thee. You ought to love him for it, cause he crowned that good. He told me he would, every brotherhood from sea.
Mike Gallagher here. Saddle up for the next Mike Gallagher Show coming up at 10, right after Tara on News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let your fingers do the talking.
Text the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line at 800-905-0989.
This is the Tara Show on News Talk 98.9 WORD.
The voice of the Carolinas. And now, pinch hitting, special guest host, Ryan Recker.
Well, and thank you for all the text messages coming in. I'm looking at a couple of more. And one said, the big, beautiful bill doesn't do anything for the truly poor. That's me and 13% of the state. And then goes on to say a couple of things. No, nothing in there. Nothing. You know, I totally disagree on that. I think one of the big things you found when the first tax cuts went into place during the Trump first term is that it had positive economic outcomes, meaning the economy really boomed after those tax breaks, which were about to go away. So let's say it was the opposite. Kamala Harris was in office right now. The question would be, would these tax cuts have been extended? And the answer is probably not. So here's what would have been your two options. You keep the tax cut you got from a few years ago, and that would have been a lot to have to reverse if Kamala Harris was in office right now, considering that she might not have got this done the same way Donald Trump would have been advocating for it. So that's the Republican standpoint on this. You got the big tax cut, and now it's a permanent tax cut. So if you're saying that you're not benefiting from this, you have to really think about what you're advocating for. What the opposite would have been is going back and reversing the tax cuts and then paying more in taxes after they would have expired. That's the Republican standpoint on it, and I tend to agree with it. But you can look at the broader bill and, of course, question other things in it, too, which is perfectly normal. But I just don't agree with what you're texting in right now. Joining us on the line is a political historian. He is someone that knows more about history than I think anyone in the entire world. Rich Rapino, good morning to you, sir. Hi, Rich, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Oh, I got you, Rich. Good morning. Happy 4th of July to you.
Thank you. Happy 4th of July to you as well.
I am someone that is a Yankee Doodle Dandy. So we played a little Ray Charles going into the last break, and there's a lot of great patriotic songs, things like that. And as a political historian, you know, one of the maybe the first thing I'll have to ask you is my favorite political coincidence is that some of the founding fathers who were on the Declaration of Independence and were signing their name and drafting it and pitching it to the states and getting everyone on board, the presidents later, as they become presidents, would end up dying on the 4th of July as well, which is such a weird coincidence.
Yes, and that's a very interesting. So John Adams and Thomas Jefferson really had a rivalry, and beginning during George Washington's presidential administration, John Adams became the founder of the Federalist Party, which wanted a more government, a larger government role in society, essentially. Thomas Jefferson wanted a more agrarian republican, less government. He founded the Democratic Republican Party. George Washington supposedly warned about the baleful existence of political parties. He didn't like political parties, but they basically formed during his administration. And John Adams succeeded George Washington in 1896, and then in 1900, Thomas Jefferson ended up defeating John Adams, the incumbent president, and this was called the Revolution of 1800. And they really had a rivalry, absolutely hated each other, but later on in life, they had a correspondence. And in 1826, the story is that they had such a good friendship that that John Adams ended up dying, and Thomas Jefferson didn't know that. And he said, John Adams still lives. and they both die exactly 50 years after the Declaration of Independence. This was in 1826. And also, by the way, James Monroe, one of the founding fathers, also died on July 4th, but there was one president who was born on July 4th, and that was Calvin Coolidge.
Oh, cool. What an interesting piece of American history to be born on the 4th of July, or in some cases, die on the 4th of July. The rivalry between Jefferson and Adams is interesting. It goes deep. There, a lot of the states, if you go back 250 years, had rivalries with each other. A lot of these different colonies didn't like each other, did they?
No, and there were 13 original colonies. They had very much rivals, and one of them was Massachusetts and Virginia. If you go back to the presidents, you had George Washington, who was from Virginia, followed by John Adams from Massachusetts. Then you had Jefferson, Madison, and Monroe. And this is interesting because they served two terms. They all served two terms, and this was the only time in American history that three presidents came out and served two terms directly after each other, except for when Bill Clinton and then George W. Bush and then Barack Obama.
How about that? You know, it's kind of interesting, too, because a lot of times when you go back and look at politics, at least modern day, there's a lot of name-calling that goes on
in
politics. But I think it's good to remember that it's not new, and name-calling probably started well before 250 years ago from the founding of this country.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. If you go back, and just for an example, they used to have what was called the great triumvirate. You had Henry Clay, you had Daniel Webster, and you had John C. Calhoun. And the story is that Henry Clay and Daniel Webster saw a pack of mules walking by, and Webster commented and goes, Daniel Webster commented to Henry Clay, he said, there goes a number of your Kentucky constituents. Which Clay replied, yes, they must be on their way to Massachusetts to teach school.
Yep. Oh man. Well, that's these type of quips and things, they used to be a little bit more elegant, because that, to me, at least, is a little witty. Based on the dialogue that we have on social media today, it's changed a lot since then. Who would you say, because you can look at a modern-day Donald Trump, and you can say, he said some pretty rude stuff. And who would you say first comes to mind that really had this attitude to him as a president of the United States? Is there anyone that comes to mind?
Well, I think in terms of presidents, you can certainly look at Harry Truman. And he used to say about Dwight Eisenhower, Dwight Eisenhower knows as much about politics as a pig knows about Sunday. and interestingly, one person he absolutely hated was Richard M. Nixon. And in 1958, he was down in Texas for a birthday party for John Nance Garner, who was vice president of the United States. And Harry Truman liked to walk a lot. And he was out for a walk, and a reporter came up and basically asked him a question. And he said, I'm here to celebrate John Nance Garner, who is probably the best presiding officer of any vice president in American history. And he's a lot better than that. And he's a lot better than that squirrel head we have in there right now. And in case you're wondering who I'm talking to, I'm talking to Richard Nixon. So he called him a squirrel head, among other things. And he also, interestingly, he said in 1960, when he was supporting John F. Kennedy, he said, and anybody who supports Richard Nixon for president can go to hell. Imagine a former president saying this today. And they asked John F. Kennedy about that in a debate, whether he thought it was too strong. And his response was essentially that I've asked the former president to keep religion out of this campaign.
Oh, man. I like the idea of calling someone a squirrel head. He's such a squirrel head. I was going to say, you're an author. You write books. You do political trivia books. How much of this is on little quirks like that? Because I remember going through the book, and I love reading. Sometimes it's just like there'll be pages of just one-liners and things that you're able to find throughout the course of political history.
Oh, I absolutely love one-liners. And politicians, whatever you think of politicians, sometimes they're very creative. For example, there was a congressman named Marion Barry, and I just love this. It didn't get a lot of press at the time, but I absolutely love this, from Arkansas. And there was a congressman named Adam Putnam. He's the guy who actually Ron DeSantis defeated running for governor in the primary when he got Donald Trump's endorsement. And he had a red hair, and he kind of looked a little bit like Howdy Doody. So Marion Barry used to call them on the House floor, Howdy Doody looking Nimrod.
Let's continue this after the break. Rich Rubino is a political historian. You probably see him on Fox and other networks like News Nation. It's unbelievable, Rich. You're all over the place now doing these television appearances. And we go back, and I love the learning history from Rich Rubino. So we're going to continue after the break with Rich Rubino. Next, don't go anywhere on WORD.
15 minutes of nonstop breaking news and stimulating talk kicks off every hour on The Tara Show, only
on News Talk 98.9 WORD.
The voice of the Carolinas.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara, and joining us is a political historian, Rich Rubino. And I got to say, Rich, every time I turn on the TV or I pop onto social media, I see that you've done another appearance on a national spotlight. So, Rich, I'm always so proud of you every time I see you on
there. Thank you so much. I greatly enjoy doing it, and I really do.
I know that when you're on the television appearances, you have your encyclopedias behind you. You got a lot of political books on the shelf there.
Yes, I do. And they're real. Actually, you can actually see me sometimes. I'll pull them off, and they're actual real books. They're not just a showcase.
Yeah, I would say that you have more books than a lawyer, because they always have those law books in the commercials and television shows.
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
Okay, going back to political insults, being that it is the 4th of July, I think about old squirrel head, which I'm going to try to incorporate that into a conversation today. Are there any other good one-liners like that you can think of?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Lyndon Johnson used to make fun of Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford was the House Minority Leader from Michigan at the time, and he was the Republican leader, and he was the rival of Lyndon Johnson. And Johnson used to say he's a nice guy, but he played too much football with his helmet off.
Well, yeah, I mean, he kind of did, but
and it's interesting about Ford. He was actually a center on the University of Michigan football team, and actually had offers from the Green Bay Packers and Detroit Lions after he graduated from college. But instead, decided to go to Yale, and he was one of the football coaches at Yale. Actually, so he was actually very athletic, which is kind of ironic.
Right. Wasn't he kind of clumsy? Didn't he get known for reputation for that too?
Yes, he did. A couple of things he did. One thing is he hit some spectators with golf balls. And the other thing is he would sometimes go up on trying to get up onto Air Force One, and he would fall down a couple times. And Chevy Chase, this was kind of at the very beginning of Saturday Night Live, absolutely loved this. And he would make fun of Gerald Ford, and he would be always falling, and he'd be falling down. And one time he actually, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, he came up to Gerald Ford and just wanted to say, I actually think you're a good president. To which Gerald Ford responded. He said, I actually think there's a nice suburb of Washington, D.C. named after you.
Chevy. Well, there is isn't there a Chevy Chase out there?
Yes, there is. Absolutely.
Yeah. I didn't know that one of the perks of being president of the United States is that you can hit golf balls at people and have no repercussions.
Yes, that is. It's I don't think it's actually in the Constitution, but it's one of those unwritten, laws.
One of the perks. So if you ever think about running for president, know that if that eventually happens, you'll be able to travel. You could probably hire someone, just the official, what do they call it, caddy, that can just carry golf clubs around. So if you ever feel like whacking a few at the crowd. Now imagine if Donald Trump did that, because he's a golfer, and you get the gaggle of press out after, let's say, he's headed to the helicopter or off the helicopter, and he just nails a couple of members of the press. How do you think that would turn out?
I would love to see the reaction to that. And it can happen. I mean, you figure the president's out there, and they figure you have the golf ball, so it's very much something that could theoretically be very prevalent for a president to hit a reporter with the golf balls. But Gerald Ford was known for that. He was known for hitting them. And as I say, he was very athletic in reality, but there were two or three instances, and as a result, Chevy Chase made fun of that, and a lot of people, when they think of Gerald Ford, they think of somebody being clumsy, which again is ironic because he was actually probably arguably the most athletic president in American history.
Sure. Ronald Reagan, he played too a little bit, didn't he? I can't remember.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan certainly played golf a lot. Dwight Eisenhower played a lot of golf. Bill Clinton played a lot of golf. Lyndon Johnson played a little bit of golf. It's kind of the president's sport. Although, interesting about golf, John F. Kennedy was actually a very good golfer, but he hid his golf score, that how good he was, because he didn't want it to be appear that he, how elitist he was. And sometimes when you get the when the press covers the fact that you play golf, golf is seen as an elitist game, and you don't want to be seen necessarily as somebody who's kind of loves the sport. And Kennedy knew that, so even though he was very good, he had a great handicap, he didn't necessarily tell the press about it.
Well, of course, Nixon had the bowling alley installed. Is that still at the White House?
Yes, I believe it is. Absolutely.
Would you like to go play bowling with a president? Would, if given the opportunity, what president would you want to bowl with?
What president would I want to? Yes, I would absolutely. That's a great question. What president would I want to bowl with? And actually, probably Nixon, because he certainly loved the game the most. I think maybe Calvin Coolidge, because Calvin Coolidge had so many great lines. I would love to kind of hear some of his some of his lines that he uses. Like, for example, Calvin Coolidge at one point, when he was vice president, visited the governor of Massachusetts, the guy who succeeded him, named Channing Cox. And Channing Cox said, "You know, I'm in here all day long, sometimes till 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. People keep talking to me." And he said, "How did you get out of here? You'd always be out of here by 4 o'clock every day." And Calvin Coolidge responded, "You talk back." And I just thought that's such a great line. I'd love to go bowling with Calvin Coolidge and hear some of his kind of dry sense of humor.
Well, for the sake of time, I want to make sure people know how to find you. Where can they go?
Yep, Rich Rubino. You can go to richrubino.com. That's R-U-B-I-N-O. Or you can go to Facebook and you can find me there and you can see some of my interviews. But that's richrubino.com, or just go to Rich Rubino on Facebook.
You're one of my favorite. Rich Rubino on WORD. Happy 4th of July to you.
Thank you so much for having me on. I greatly appreciate it and I enjoyed it.
We'll be right back.
Don't be left out. You've got the right talk on The Tara Show.
On News Talk 98.9 WORD.
The voice of the Carolinas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.